This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got some more exciting guests from the NoCo Hemp Expo. Josh Hendricks is hanging out with me, as always, this weekend. It's been great. Let's see who we have scheduled. Morris Beagle, who established the NoCo Hemp Expo, the fifth year. They're going to be moving on. We're going to talk about that. And a surprise announcement of additional NoCo Hemp Expo. That's not NoCo. What will it be? We'll talk about it as well. And could it be Hello Nashville? Another excuse to go to our friends in Nashville. Annie Brown from the Rodale Institute is scheduled this hour. And that is going back to 1947. We're talking organic agriculture just after World War II. Amazing. Absolutely exciting with that. And then we'll wrap it up by going back into the world of PhD dumb. Did I say that right?
PhD.
I made fun of PhDs all the time. And I said, Doug Dury to the guy from Kentucky State. He was like, I'm not sure I like that. You think he was all right with it?
Oh, yeah.
He rolled with it.
They joke about how educated they are.
Yes, all right. So testing standards of CBD. We're going to get into that as well. For our first guest this hour, Summer Star Hosky. She's from Enviro Textiles. We're going to bring her into the mix in just a moment.
The most famous of our guests.
Yes, definitely. She's a star, as they say. So we're going to find out more about her momentarily.
Right.
Now, I do have to take a moment to answer a question from a listener. Now, Josh, this is really wild. I know we've got listeners all over the world because it's not just radio. People listen online everywhere around the world. This is coming from China.
Mm-hmm.
And a real Chinese address. I'm like, what the hell? Are they trying to sell me? I mean, they're not. This guy says, from Richard Ma is his name. He says, hi, Dr. Robert. I live in China, and I really like your show. I had no idea.
You like this guy already.
He's awesome.
Flattery will get you
everywhere, right? Are you one of those Chi-Coms? They call them communists? No, probably not if you listen to this show, because this show is about health, freedom, and healing liberty. Somehow we haven't been banned in China yet. This is good news. I want to know your suggestions on alternative treatment for pulmonary fibrosis since my dad has been diagnosed. If possible, I'd really like to schedule a phone consultation with you regarding that. What, from China? How are we going to do that? They have phones in China?
Yeah, some are
they do. I can vouch.
You can vouch? Chinese phones? All right. Looking forward to your timely suggestions. Many thanks, Richard. All right, Richard, I appreciate the question. I've covered topics like this, pulmonary fibrosis specifically even, in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, right here. I'm holding it up for those of you watching on YouTube. On page, let me just verify this, because I always remember this page 101 in the expanded edition. The topic headline for the chapter title is, read this. Can you see what that says? What does that say?
Good loving for your lungs.
Good loving for your lungs, right. Because it was the second most asked question besides gut health that I would get after Unlock the Power to Heal came up. But, yeah, what about lung health? What about emphysema? What about COPD? What about asthma, bronchitis, pneumonia? So I was like, all right, well, let's do it. This is an important topic. And I had a lot of respiratory ailments when I was a kid, so I feel compassionate about people who do have these problems. Now, pulmonary fibrosis is it's a very serious chronic condition, and it obstructs as well your ability to breathe deeply enough to get the oxygen transfer mechanism working. So what do I do? First and foremost, I take the silver hydrosol, even in these cases, and I put that 5 ml dose, a teaspoon of the silver hydrosol, into the nebulizer and breathe it in. Do a breathing treatment with the nebulizer. You don't add anything else. It's already in its pharmaceutical-grade purified water. Now, in terms of homeopathic remedies, because in China, I don't know that you have homeopathy. When I was a keynote speaker for the World Congress of Holistic Medicine in Chiang Mai, Thailand, in 2004, show you how old I am. It's a long time ago. And I was there speaking on homeopathy, right? And in China, they didn't know homeopathy. They had all kinds of Chinese medicine that predates it thousands of years. But they have probably remedies in your traditional Chinese medicine. But homeopathically, there are three, maybe four, that are really key, and you can go beyond that. The first one I always recommend is Bryonia alba, which is the Latin name. Do you know homeopathy a little bit?
Very little.
It's Latin. Everywhere around the world, they use a Latin term because it's the same language everywhere you go. Bryonia is the common hops. So those of you beer lovers use hops. Well, we use it in homeopathic form, and it is a liver and lung polycrest. That means it works on the liver and the lung simultaneously. So any lung issue, I'll always start with a dose of Bryonia. We may go into three others here, antimonium tartaricum, just briefly. You can look it up. Sometimes it's shortened to be ANT.TART, and it's like an ant tart. I don't want to eat one of those. But antimonium tartaricum, long word. Then we have Drosera, D-R-O-S-E-R-A, rotundifolia. D as in David, Drosera. And finally, the one the kids always love, toasted SpongeBob. You know about toasted SpongeBob?
I don't.
The Latin name is Spongia tosta. It's the toasted sea sponge.
We're missing out here.
I know. You guys have missed out on all this cool, crazy stuff. And so all of those remedies I mentioned are going to be helpful for pulmonary fibrosis, okay? Then we go to the, I'm going to call it this, God's medicine for the lungs. Does anybody know what God's medicine for the lungs is?
No.
And it's not smoking weed, although we've investigated that. In fact, some of the reports on smoking cannabis is that it's not harmful to lung tissue, which I had no idea that would be the case.
Asthma has
been benefits for that. Yeah. So I'm not going to discount the fact that you can utilize CBD and or THC from the hemp plant for benefit in this case. But I will say I haven't had the experience with it in that regard. So I'm going to go to God's medicine for the lungs. It's known as lobelia. Lobelia.
Lobelia.
You've heard of lobelia?
I've not.
Yeah, I believe it's somehow related cousin-wise to tobacco even, because you can use tobacco as a homeopathic remedy. But lobelia, and you take a large tincture full, if you will, of a dropper in a big glass of water and sip the water every morning. We don't want to gulp it because you can take too much lobelia and feel a little nauseous. So you got to use the herb right, just like anything. You don't want to do too much. Find out what's right. Build up slowly over time. But that is the most powerful medicine on planet Earth for the lungs. And I'll leave it with that. You can read more about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, page 101. So thank you, Richard Ma, all the way from China, for asking that question. It's an important thing to revisit from time to time. So, Josh Hendricks, my buddy, why do we have this lovely lady on our show right now?
So, Summer, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott.
Very
pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
We have her on. We have her on here because she's coming on the Hemp Happy Hour afterwards. I've been trying to get her nailed down for a Hemp Happy Hour interview for years
now. A long time.
Because she's so famous.
Yes.
She grew up in the hemp industry. Her mom started in biotextiles. Mm-hmm. They've been working with hemp fabrics and doing all kinds of cool stuff with them for, I don't know, 30 years or something.
Long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Long time. She was the youngest ever hemp advocate, I think, publicly in the pictures that you see.
Is that right?
The industry recognizes me at 10 years old in the very first Senate hearings for the first initiatives after the prohibition.
Wow.
Adorable.
I need your autograph. That's awesome. Really? That's very cool.
But so she's still plugging along, obviously, with EnviroTextiles and doing all kinds of cool stuff. I mentioned to you during the break, I have hemp sheets now, which were sourced from her and sold through Robert Youngman, Young Maven. And they are amazing. I tell everybody about them. People are like, why are you so obsessed with your sheets? I'm like, I'll never sleep on anything else ever again.
Yeah.
You get them, you wash them, and you think, oh, that's going to be rough or that's going to be too heavy. You know, I'm going to be hot. Mm-hmm. But they breathe when you're hot, and they insulate when you're cool. And they're just amazing. So that's why she's on.
Do you have any sheets here at the show?
No, not today. We've got a whole line of bath products shown. Also a new medical line that's being shown. It's nice to hear, you know, even Josh's review of his personal hemp sheets at home, where you catch a lot of the same wonderful attributes where people are going, wow, it's the fabric that only wears in, it never wears out. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things you mentioned is the weight of the fabric. It can be a little misleading. So when we're so used to all these synthetics and these high performance products that were never actually intended to be something to perform that way. It mm-hmm. had to have some kind of special finish to achieve it, or, mm-hmm. You know, some kind of a different development practice. You know, you're seeing a lot of activewear hitting the market that's saying, oh, it's aloe infused, mm-hmm. vitamin C infused.
Right.
Synthetic fabric for your skin, right?
Yeah. Well said. Yeah.
So, you know, this is where obviously part of what we do and what's been so important, and no matter how far we come in the pioneering of the U.S. now again here, mm-hmm. is it's always about education and information.
Very much so, yes.
And so, you know, right now one of the biggest topics for us is that we're going to lead the domestic developments into natural processing methods and, you know, methods that are actually going to be sustainable and lead us into healthy futures.
So I'm looking at your store online here, envirotextile.com.
Correct.
And, I've been saying this about, like, Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirts. I had the first ones that were non-GMO organic cotton.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to transition if we can do, like, Robert Scott Bell Show shirts in hemp. I've been saying, I want hemp. So yeah. Now it's available enough to do something like that?
Oh, yeah.
It is. You know, right now, one of the biggest problems we're facing, actually, mm-hmm. is that, and it's one of those wonderful things, we are in the largest boom in demand in U.S. history for hemp products. So if you are a new brand or a new designer to hemp mm-hmm. purchasing, it's very important that you plan ahead. You work at least season in advance. We have to ensure that we're going to have the availability for you and know that your brand is going to be able to take off. We're seeing all of our customers' product lines exploding at the seams. Yeah. So, you know, some of our biggest markets are cloth baby diapers, mm-hmm. apparel, accessories,
home furnishings. Soon to be sport coats.
Whoa. Yeah. Can't wait to sign up for one of those.
Doing sports coats now.
I want to start a casual sports coat.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes. We got to get all you guys wearing those hemp sports coats.
Okay, I'm there. One for Mitch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But he's still a GMO fan, weirdly enough, isn't
yeah.
it? Kind of a dichotomy in all of these politicians we know. Well, listen, is this something that, like, our my listeners can buy stuff from your site, or is it more like you're supplying
to
businesses?
We are wholesale only, mm-hmm. although we've got a lot of great information. Check our website out, especially our standards and certification page. It's going to give you a full transparency walkthrough that's not only going to explain hemp and hemp textile developments, but also give you a really good idea about what's going into your clothes.
Yeah.
And how important it is, not only what we're putting in our body and eating, but on our body and around us.
Summer Star Hosky, so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
So glad to have you on board. I love what you're doing. Envirotextile.com. It looks like singular, not plural.
Either way, it goes there.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to take a break. We got a whole the rest of the hour here from NoCo Hemp Expo. Having a great time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links, robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to rsvreports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsvreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, now we're joined by the founder, the inspiration for the NoCo Hemp Expo all those years ago. It's our 5th year here, my first time in participation with it. We're in the media room with Josh Hendricks, CB Sciences, plus CBD Oil have invited us to be here. And the guy that set it up, it's outgrowing this home in Loveland, Colorado, Morris Beagle. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much, Robert. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you on board here. And I guess if we're starting from that humble, you know, a few people got together and declared NoCo Hemp Expo is open. And now a few hundred, maybe the first time?
It was like 300 people.
300 people. All right. Now thousands are rolling through here and the industry is maturing. It's still in its infancy, I believe, but maturing very rapidly. The things that I'm seeing here, very impressive. Did you have a vision that this could happen in 5 years? Now you're ready to move back to Denver?
Yeah. So, starting it here, I mean, I'm from Loveland, so hemp being kind of this thing that we've talked about, being able to revitalize local communities, I wanted to start it here because, right. You know, being from Loveland, it's like, what can I do from a hemp standpoint to bring revenue and attention here in Loveland? So I started it in Windsor. That was the first place that we launched it, but then we moved here to Loveland the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And now after year 5, you know, we've got I don't know what the numbers are going to be, but we're going to have probably 6,000 people here.
Wow.
To the weekend. And the intention always was to try to build like the NAMM show or the CES of the hemp industry. I come from the music industry.
National Association of Music Merchants. Dude, not everybody knows NAMM. That's huge.
Huh?
You wanted to go big?
Well, and NARM too, which was the National Association of Retail Merchandisers.
Wow.
So that was all the music stores.
So you have seen big things then. So I'm getting a sense of how
big vision.
Yeah, this vision.
Yeah, I mean, I went to CES several times back in the early 2000s, and I've been to NAMM several times, and these big trade shows. And when the hemp industry really started going here in 2013, in 2012, Colorado passed Amendment 64.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a clause in there so Colorado farmers could start growing hemp. And Ryan Laughlin in 2013 was the first guy that did it. Still federally illegal before the farm bill. And then when the farm bill happened in 2014, we launched NOCO, the first NOCO.
Okay.
And it's just grown ever since.
Wow. It's really quite amazing. And it's still, you know, I look at an event like this, and I've been to many events, huge events, including NAMM, and to see how big, it's still a very humble root scenario here. Obviously, moving it into Denver, it's going to take it to that next level. But again, there's sophistication that comes into a marketplace from the early phases, and it demands, I guess, different ways to present this thing. So you kind of have to move on, keep growing.
Yeah, we've outgrown this venue. Mm-hmm. There's no place for us to go. We could have sold another 100 booths. We were sold out of exhibitor space at the end of December.
Wow.
And, you know, unfortunately, we couldn't take care of all those vendors that wanted to be here, but most of those people that were on the waiting list are here as attendees. And what's so great about this event is there's so much collaboration and there's cooperation and there's people that are truly trying to work together, even if there's this competitive element with the CBD market, which, you know, me and Josh have talked about this and with the Hemp Brown Table and all these big CBD companies, but we want to have a pie.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're just trying to bake the pie and we don't need to fight about who's going to have a bigger slice or anything.
I used that quote in my talk yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, that's right.
Pie?
Yeah. I was like, we're just trying to bake the pie so we can all have our piece of it later.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd was like, oh, what's the quote of the weekend?
Right.
I stole that from somebody.
Did I steal it from you or did you steal it from me?
One of us said it on my show.
Look at these guys. They're fighting over who gets to take credit for it.
This is good. Well, we still got to talk about what you're, you know, so NOCO is in growing, going to Denver, but you know you got SoCo, right?
Tell
me about that.
So we are going to launch the Southern Hemp Expo in Nashville October 5th and 6th. So it's NOCO South, so to speak. So you know, like you got Expo East and Expo West.
So
Tennessee, of all
good
places.
Good excuse to go to Nashville.
I think we've got to work on this. Hit some media interviews at your next event. That's
exciting.
Listen, I'm really stoked to be part of this for the first time, meet you, and see this at age five and how it's, you know, how it's coming along and where it's going and growing. And I'm just thrilled because, as I said, you know, I've got friends and my own wife is alive today because of hemp, because of CBD and what it's done for her. So this is it's a near and dear place to my heart. You know, it's not just, it's a kind of an interesting topic. No, I'm very much a strong proponent, be as good a champion as I could be in broadcast media for the things that you're doing as well. So I appreciate, you know, you getting this out to the people, too.
Well, absolutely. And thank you. You know, this is a team effort from across the board. Everybody needs to step up and do their part.
Yeah.
So, you know, what I say is step up, step down, or step out of the way.
All right. Nice. Spiegel, NOCO Hemp Expo, then SoCo Hemp Expo. We just learned about it here, October 5th and 6th in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, it wouldn't be SoCo because that'd be Southern Colorado.
Well, we'll figure it out. All right. We got to come back and we'll go into the science, more of the science of CBD and hemp next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. right, back at it, Josh. That was cool. I did not know that the NoCo Hemp Expo was going to have a Southern cousin that was coming
fresh,
up in Nashville.
Fresh off the press.
Right. We broke some news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from NoCo Hemp Expo. And, you know, yesterday, or I should say for Friday's show, we had, what, two PhDs in a row. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we may get another one on this hour. But we also had one of the PhDs was into organic agriculture.
Correct.
And I've been all organic since like 1990, 91. So that gets me excited anytime I hear that. And we're joined right now by someone who might also be into a little bit of the organic stuff. A little bit, maybe? Josh,
you think? I'd say so.
You think so? It's Annie Brown.
Hi.
Rodale Institute. And first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, let me get this up so I can hear you.
Yeah,
go ahead.
There we go.
So where do you hail from, as they say?
Well, the Rodale Institute is in Kutztown, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
which is about an hour outside of Philadelphia and about 90 minutes outside of New York City.
Okay.
We have a 330-acre certified organic farm.
Wow.
We have been farming organically since 1947. Thought of as the birthplace of organic agriculture in the United States. Our founder, J.I. Rodale, founded the Rodale Institute back in the mm-hmm. late 40s after he started studying the work of Sir Albert Howard Sir Albert's work was being done in India and mm-hmm. looking at soil health, and he made that connection back in the United States and saw the impact that pouring chemicals on our soil was having on human health. And he said, you know, we really need to make sure that what we're doing is actually good for the planet and good for people.
Folks, this is such an important thing. If you don't know the history of the agricultural community of the United States of America in the 20th century, RodaleInstitute.org. That, you know, it was right after World War II. Remember, they started saying, we're not making the bombs. What are we going to do with all this nitrogen? Ooh, hey, let's throw on the fields. Oh, look what grows fast. It looks awesome. And then what happens next? The plants look good, but they aren't because the soil has been corrupted. And guess what? Pests come in to do what nature intends them to do. Hey, instead of saying, hey, what happened to these plants? Are they not healthy? We went, well, let's take some of those petrochemicals, alter them, and kill those pests. And on it rolls up into the human body, the animal body. And we are in a disastrously chronically ill state. Of course, we're going to talk hemp in a moment as well and how that fits into the picture in our modern context. But he saw that immediately.
He saw it, absolutely. Yeah. And then his son carried on the torch and coined the word regenerative organic agriculture
mm-hmm.
with the, you know, the knowledge that you can't just farm organically, you actually have to give back and you have to feed the soil. You can't till the soil. I mean, tilling the soil, of course, releases all that wonderful sequestered carbon.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as well as, you know, you have to make cover crops. You have to, pardon?
I just say you got to do it right.
It's you have to do it right.
And there, I guess this was what's so exciting about having a PhD in agriculture at Kentucky State? Was
yep.
it? That knows about and promotes organic agriculture. I'm thinking, this is changing.
Well,
finally.
Finally. I mean, we have to do it. Time is running out.
Mm-hmm.
And soil is the answer. And if we farm organically, not only do we make ourselves healthy as humans, but we also make the planet healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win. I mean, there are definitely no downsides to organic agriculture.
Well, there are downsides to Monsanto.
Well, of course.
Their market share goes down, which is a good thing, by the way. Don't tell me you need GMOs to feed the world. That's a crock.
It is truly a crock. And one thing I always like to point out is, you know, I mean, one of the things that they promote is certainly Roundup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glyphosate. And glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup, right? And glyphosate was patented as an antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that. And what does an antibiotic do to your gut? It destroys everything in it. So an antibiotic applied to our soil destroys everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love to get that fact out because I think people don't understand.
Yeah, talk a little. So Annie and I got connected because CV Sciences is now going to be sponsoring some of the research they're doing at Rodale, which I know makes Robert proud.
Very, very excited, yes.
And talk about kind of the work you guys have done the past couple of years and where you see that going.
Sure. So in 2016, we were told that by the state of Pennsylvania that we could apply for a permit to grow industrial hemp and do some research trials. So we were awarded the permit in early 2017 and applied for seed. And, of course, like others. There are certainly hurdles. Customs was one that we had to overcome. But we got a crop in the ground last June 9th, our very first crop for a four-year study of variety trials. So we're looking at the best variety that would, for hemp, that would do well in the mid-Atlantic specifically. And then we're also, having a trial on weed suppression. So looking specifically at how hemp deters weeds as well as pests, but primarily weeds. And in it, we're always, forefront of our mind is soil health.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. This is a marriage made in heaven. Well, we got to bring hemp back in because, again, we're going to learn about what potential it has for remediating soils because you know about the transition from commercially, conventionally grown. How do we regain the integrity of the soils, right? We know some of those things, but maybe hemp could play a role there too.
Yeah, we're just finding out. One of the main things we found out this year, in the past, I mean, we've only gone through one growing season, but one of the main things we found is it aerates the soil really well. It breaks it up. And when you have well aerated soil, then you can plant other things that, you know, need that extra room.
Right.
And then we've also been finding out, but we can't say definitively that we think that it's also helping basically clean the soil.
What's been buzzed about for many years about this. And we want to find out what is legitimate or not about the claim. And that's part of the process of the study.
And that's why you need an independent research organization to do this work. Funded by people like CVS Sciences.
You're doing it.
Yeah,
doing a good job,
absolutely.
Man.
Putting their money where their mind.
Yeah, and following good folks like Patagonia and Dr. Broderick, who've been ahead of the curve on this. You know, I selfishly, you know, want to do the organic research because I have a farm at home that could be certified organic very quickly because my grandfather just let it go.
So it hasn't been in chemical agriculture for years.
And I've grown hemp the past 3 years and I've traveled so much that I just can't. I don't have time to get out there. So my neighbor's going to be doing some refencing and some stuff. And I'm, you know, selfish interested in taking it organic. So the funding for the Rodale Institute, I had a little earmark on that. You know, I was pushing that through pretty hard. Yeah. Just so I can learn secondhand, you know, how you guys are such good stewards of the land and how I could do the same.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, we're excited to see what comes out of the research. I mean, we're already seeing that the weed suppression is definitely
there. Huh?
Yeah, it's absolutely there. One of the things that will be really interesting in the spring is what happens when we look at the crop after we plant the hemp again and seeing the weed suppression. So we've had one season and then we planted a cover crop for the winter and now we're planting back again.
Very cool. Now, let me ask you this. For young people coming into, like, you know, agricultural programs that are supported of organic, different options, but do you have, they have the WOOF, W-O-O-F,
sure.
That will go around organic and support and donate their efforts for a place. Is that part of what you're also working with, or how can people work with Rodale?
So the Rodale Institute, we also have a very robust internship program. So if you're interested in becoming an organic farmer, we have anywhere up to 25 interns per year, sometimes more, and we do provide housing, and of course we have proteins and vegetables available.
Yes,
But really, you know, at the Rodale Institute, we say that anytime we can convert an acre to organic, that's a win in our court. And however we can do it, whether by training farmers on the ground at our farm, through our educational resources online, we have webinars, we have information galore on our website. But education and transitioning farmers in any way, shape, or form is primary to who we are and what we do.
So if you're a budding organic farmer to be in the making, check out the Rodale Institute, rodaleinstitute.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Any other programs that are up and coming? I love that you're now working with CV Sciences on hemp, and I can't wait to find out what you learn, because we all want to learn it.
Yeah.
I want to grow it myself. I mean, I have a garden, an organic garden in my home outside of Orlando. And I could only grow sun hemp because we couldn't do the other kind. But it was great. I love the fact it just was so happy and tall and yellow, beautiful. And I noticed it aerated the soil too. It's a cousin. I get it. It's not the same. But the whole idea, you know, that I have a lot to learn. And I'm just so excited that there are people like you and your organization that are going to disseminate this information, not just keep it hidden, because our, you know, we're, as you said, every acre we can convert back to organic land, I think it's going to pay us back maybe tenfold compared to what the chemical damage is.
Well, we certainly hope so. I mean, yeah. We truly believe it is the agent for change. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you asked me about what other work that we're doing at the Institute. So we've had a 37-year study called the Farming Systems Trial, where we've done side-by-side trials of organic versus conventional row crops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been awesome. And we've been able to prove that, yes, organic can feed the world, because in times of flooding and in drought, organic mm-hmm. outperforms. And in other years, it's on par with conventional.
Yeah.
But what we've done now is create a vegetable systems trial. So we're doing side-by-side of vegetable crops and looking at nutrient density. So
conventional and organic?
Conventional and organic.
So that's been done, but years long, a time ago, a little bit of analysis, right?
Pardon?
Side by side comparison. I mean, I've seen published information
on row crops, but we're looking at vegetables.
Okay.
And so we're saying, if you farm an organic potato or you farm a conventional potato, even though I hate the word conventional, it's chemical.
I'm with you, yeah.
But the nutrient.
So John. Yes. Mm-hmm.
The nutrient density. We know, because our soil is so healthy, that potato absolutely has more nutrients, but it hasn't actually been proven side by side in the exact same growing conditions.
Right.
I mean, people have done other studies where they take potato off a grocery shelf, but you don't know if it was grown in Idaho or China, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our studies are showing side by side, and the preliminary results, again, we're just now in this, it'll be our third growing season for that, are coming back and showing what we've pretty much all know.
Will
that
you come back on the show and reveal that when you're ready?
I would love to, or I'd love to have one of my researchers come on.
Whoever. I would be so excited to reveal that with them and with you and the Rodale Institute, doing amazing work.
Thank you very much. I'm so appreciative of you.
And, again, any potential budding organic farmers, you now know about this group if you didn't already. And Josh at CV Sciences, what a great connection.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I'm looking forward to getting up there this summer, too.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you on the farm.
Yep, Organic Camp, more of it coming your way. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Again, pluscbdoil.com. Check it out. 15% off for those of you who use the code RSB15. And you can get it directly wherever you are. Appreciate that. And Josh, we got one more segment to wrap up the show.
We do.
You know what we're
going to
do? Science back to weird science? No, really good science.
We've had like 12 good guests the past two shows.
Awesome stuff, right? And the latest, Annie Brown. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property.
But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Show. All right, we are here wrapping up the show from the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado. Josh, you've been a rock star, and appreciate you so much. You threw me some great guests, constant stream of awesomeness coming through.
Yeah, I was just walking around yesterday like, hey, you want to be on the radio? Hey, you want to be on the radio? And it ended up being a pretty all-star lineup of PhDs and attorneys. And
nobody sucked. They're all good.
Nobody sucked. That's
no pressure.
Good.
All right, no pressure. That's right. We have a guest. One more to go.
We have our last one.
Last but not least, as I say, we're going back into the PhD world. She looks like she's young enough to be in a PhD program or even a master's program, maybe undergrad. I don't know, but she's here with us. She's doing something right. Mario Weintraub from Covance and PhD. We're talking what? Analysis stuff of hemp? Quality, right. What's in it, what's not?
Testing standards. I mean, I'll let her talk that more. I know testing standards and things like that we're really working on through the roundtable. But as an industry, trying to set standards and be able to have full transparency and stuff like that. So, yeah, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me.
So what do we need to know about these so-called testing standards? Are they still evolving? Are you leading the way in this? Or is it everybody trying to figure it out because it's an emerging industry?
So probably a little bit of everything you just said. Covance has been testing food and dietary supplements for over 85 years now. About 2 years ago is when we started looking into CBD, how to test it, understanding the methodologies behind it, trying to figure out what types of who was testing it in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Covance decided to join in and start testing CBD oil at first for pesticides, heavy metals, residual solvents.
Good timing on that organic talk, Chris, before we had, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So finding out, again, who's growing it cleanly, who's claiming on the label that it's clean and it's not. I mean, this is an important part of how do I trust, you know, what product I want to use. I don't want to be surprised and end up with something in it that wasn't claimed to be in it.
Right. And a lot of this is education. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of farmers come up and I try to hand over a pesticide screen and they said, no, we're organic. We don't need a pesticide screen. So I asked them who their neighbor is and whether or not they dust.
Right. Right? Yeah. Yep.
It mm-hmm. will travel in the air. It will end up on your crop, and if it's on your crop, it may pop, and it will be measurable.
So it's just like testing for THC. People are concerned, if I take CBD, will I test positive? And we say for the most part, no, if it's legitimately a product that is low or no THC. But if you're a pilot in the United States Armed Forces, you might not want to take that risk. We recognize those sensitivities. Now, speaking of sensitivities, is there any great controversy in terms of the PhD, the science, the research on the testing, the analysis? Obviously, pesticide residue testing is old school. That's been around for a while. But in terms of CBD, quantitatively, any controversy still out there?
So right now, a lot of the methods we like to use are AOAC methods.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like the kings of.
You got to define AOAC for our lay audience.
I don't think I can do that. It's the analytical group that basically tests the who checks the methods and compares them and sees. How
like
reliable, how valid they are. Yes,
yeah,
but they're also
yeah.
the research group that sends it out to 10 labs, compares the results, and makes sure that this is actually a reliable test that can be conducted in different labs in the same way.
So is there one thing that stands out as still a controversy in CBD testing?
Well, so right now what's interesting is there's a cannabis committee at AOAC, and so far only two groups have turned in a method to have tested and checked to see how reliable and valid it is. And when that is printed, we tend to go with the method that's in the that's AOAC recommended, because that's what the FDA follows when they rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they think something is wrong and they need to test it, they're going to look to see if there's an AOAC test first.
Mm.
And so what Covance tries to do is we try to stay ahead of the curve and have those methods created and used, so that if one of our clients is in trouble, in theory, the FDA is going to test it the same way we did.
Okay. Any question for Mario to wrap it up?
No, this has been great.
Yeah, right to the point.
2 days.
Right? We have had a great 2 days, and it's been nice to meet you as well. And we had a nice meal the other night at Jack's.
Jack's, right? if you're in the Colorado area.
Farm-to-table.
And Dave Query.
And they got wild fish. I know I have to be specific. Yes, it's farm-to-table on the veggies and stuff, but the fish, they flow in because there's not a lot of ocean in Colorado that I've seen yet.
I had one of the best pieces of red meat I've had.
Oh, that too. Yeah, they did that too. Anyway, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we're out of time for today. I want to thank Josh. You've been amazing this weekend as a tour guide for me at the Robert Scott Bell Show here. And all the great people we've met, Mariel Weintraub as well from Covance. You've been very kind to stop by, give us a little PhD insight into testing and analytical methods. And we'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. You know, that's always awesome. And who knows what other surprises, things that we've learned from this event as we move forward to bring that power to heal back to you where it belongs.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.